reception, just kind of a game of life check here, right?
Yeah, you can't complain about today. I'm really, my main focus was just getting the dub. Like, we got the dub, so I was really happy about that. As far as the 129, I mean, you can't complain about it. You can't have a, you can have a better day, but you can't have a better day. So I'm happy. I'm just happy to be in my situation.
You and Teddy seem to have a good rapport, though, out there. You got a good feel for each other. That's getting better every week.
Yeah, just as far as, I mean, being out there helps, practicing together, doing a lot of extra reps and things like that. All the little things matter when it comes to a quarterback and receiver relationship. So, I mean, we're going to keep at it. You know, I'm going to do everything I can, and I'm going to try to be that reliable guy.
The first rookie since Randy Moss to put together back-to-back games like that. What's it like to be compared to a guy like that already?
Seeing that he was a great, I mean, it's a blessing to be compared to him, but at the same time, you want to work hard. You want to do it. That's what you want. That's what you look forward to. I mean, you want to work until there is no comparisons. So that's my goal. I'm going to continue to work.
Did you get a sense with the game plan going that you were going to have a key role, or did it just kind of evolve as the game went on?
No, I just evolve as the game goes on, because in practice, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to get as far as you see. You know what you're going to get as far as what you see on film, but you don't know if they throw a wrinkle in here or there or not. But really, I mean, it's just on the fly, and I was just trying to be there for them.
The ability to shake defenders sort of on the out routes, is that sort of your bread and butter?
No, I wouldn't say anything is my bread and butter, especially on camera. But just as far as getting open and creating a separation.
It's hard on yourself with any mistakes you made. And talking to Mike Wallace, he said he's never really seen you make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And that he just wants you to stay humble. Mm-hmm. But he said, that's something I don't have to worry about either. How is that great phrase here come in?
It's good because he's an older guy, and I look up to all my older guys, especially because they've been around the league for a while. They can still teach me a lot of things, and I just take my time. I'm a reserved person. Take my time, do what I got to do, and when plays happen, I'm just smile on my face, next play.
Take pride of the whole rookie draft class, and this was kind of a coming out to you, Kendrick, and Hunter. You guys all kind of stepped up today.
Yeah, it's a lot of young guys making plays. You can't ask for nothing more, especially Kendrick on the other side. That's my guy. Especially when he got that sack, I get so excited seeing people do well, and it just feels a good feeling.
Is this the most fun you've had?
Yes, it's the most fun I had in a while. Like I said before, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to work hard, and I'm mad about a couple of things I won't bring up. But one thing you saw was I kind of got tackled when I had a lot of space to run. Eric Brady had a great tackle, so things like that really get at me when nobody's around. So.
Like I said, that's the thing you take with you after
the
game, right?
Yeah, I didn't really take anything else, but it's all good. Hey, still got a smile. We got a dub, so I'm happy.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you.